We're back at Syndicated News this morning because we have to discuss the issue in Egypt. We want to announce that Richard S. Lowry, with this interview, is joining SyndicatedNews.net as its official in-house historical analyst. Richard S. Lowry is an internationally recognized military historian and author. His latest book, New Dawn, The Battles for Fallujah, has been nominated for the 2011 Pulitzer Prize in History and the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation's coveted Wallace M. Green Jr. Award. Richard has previously published the award-winning Marines in the Garden of Eden, The Gulf War Chronicles, and U.S. Marine in Iraq. Richard, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me today.
Welcome to SyndicatedNews.net, not just for this interview on Egypt, but also for joining our family.
Well, thank you again. I'm thrilled to be a part of your organization.
We all welcome you. All of us together are Family Matters, hosted by the Honorable Family Court Judge Michelle LaRance from Cook County, Chicago, Illinois, and the Honorable Alderwoman Jill Ajizi, also the President of the Parental Alienation Awareness Organization in Illinois as well. And our other show is Men Matter, that's hosted by Doctor of Osteopathy, Dr. Kevin McGuire from Anchorage, Alaska, and Doctor of Medical Dentistry, Dr. James Wardner of Titusville, Florida. And myself, Ruthie DiTucci. My show is called Tell Me. Of course, I can't forget John McEwen, one of the original founders of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. He's our musical director, I guess, and his show is beginning February 10th, will be its debut. John McEwen is a banjo specialist, and he's joining us February 10th. We haven't had an in-house official historian, and we do now. I'm very happy to have you join us. I'm thrilled.
No, thanks again.
Tell us, what is happening in Egypt today?
Well, today we are seeing a 21st century revolution. It appears to be a peaceful revolution. The bad part is there is anarchy in the street in Cairo and most of the major cities in Egypt, and President Mubarak is refusing to budge. Everybody is waiting to see who is going to make the next move.
Now, I understand this morning from mainstream media that President Obama has asked Mr. Mubarak to step down. What is your opinion on that?
Once this crisis has ended, President Mubarak will no longer be the president of Egypt. He has said in recent days that he will remain the president of Egypt until the last breath in his body. I think he will back down from that in the next several days. And hopefully it'll be sooner than later because the country continues to spiral into anarchy.
This has become a 21st century revolution, as you say. How is the social media playing a part in it?
Oh, this is very interesting. Twitter and Facebook are prevalent around the world. They played a significant role in the uprising in 2009 in Iran. However, that uprising was brutally put down by the government of Iran. Hopefully that won't happen here in Egypt. But what Twitter and Facebook and all the social media is allowing everyday people to communicate with massive amounts of other people through their cell phones and their computers. And it's just a modern-day, 21st century way of getting people to all come together for different causes. That being said, I don't think that Twitter and Facebook are providing some manner of communicating that have actually caused this uprising. This uprising in Egypt is due to 30 years of oppression, but the social media outlets have enabled the revolution to happen much more quickly.
What do you see is happening next? What's the next step? What's coming?
That's very interesting. The next step could be any one of several outcomes here. Hopefully, there will not be violence. But rest assured that President Mubarak's government will be overthrown. And once that happens, the people of Egypt will have an opportunity to chart their own course, to have free elections and bring Egypt into the 21st century. But there is a possibility that there could be a flaring of violence and many, many innocent people could be harmed in this revolution. The longer Mubarak waits to step down, the more anarchy will reign in Egypt and the more innocent people will be harmed.
Sometime between 2 and 5 this morning, the cabinet walked out. Some people claim that Mubarak fired them. Some claim that they just got up and walked. With his cabinet gone, wouldn't this accelerate his departure?
No. He has a dictatorship. Dictatorship, by definition, is there is one man ruling the country. He had appointed all the people in his cabinet. They served at his pleasure. He had said in his address to the people a couple of days ago that he was going to fire his government and reinstate a new government. What's more important is all of the businessmen, all of the elite class of Egypt are getting on airplanes and fleeing the country. With every airplane that leaves the country, more and more of the people that actually back Mubarak are leaving the country. And his hold on power is getting weaker and weaker.
What can you say we would learn from this, if anything?
Oh, there's lots to be learned from this. You know, the United States is a beacon of freedom to everyone in the world, and our history has shown that here in America, we value human rights and the ability of the everyday American citizen to participate in our government. We have free elections regularly, and that is our way of voicing our dissent in this nation. And what we should do is that we should back countries in this world that are democratic themselves, governments that are in existence for the benefit of their own people. Far too often in the United States, out of international political expediency, we have backed governments that are not free democratic governments. A current example of what I'm talking about is the fact that we are currently backing the government in Afghanistan, and that government is extremely corrupt. We are sowing the seeds in Afghanistan by backing a corrupt government for chaos in the future in that nation, just like we're seeing in Egypt. We must insist that the government of Afghanistan work to eliminate corruption and become a voice for the people of Afghanistan instead of their own personal gain through corruption.
Now, by chance, could you give us a little bit of information on your work? Tell us what your work entails at this point.
I've been an enthusiast and very interested in military history in general and current events all of my life. And I started in earnest working to tell the stories of our young men and women at war on the global war on terror after 9/11. Too often the media pays very little attention to following up on stories that they present to the American people. And I have dedicated my life to writing and telling the stories of our America's sons and daughters at war ever since 9/11. I believe that there needs to be an alternate source of information where people can hear the real stories of real Americans sacrificing everything for our freedom in today's world.
And I can't thank you enough for making it syndicatednews.net.
I hope that this will just expand my voice in telling the stories of our brave young men and women. And I hope that your listenership will be able to get another view of current events through my commentary to help them understand the world as it is today.
I can't thank you enough. This has been Richard S. Lowry, syndicatednews.net's new in-house analyst, political and otherwise. He will be looking at several matters, I would say. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. As they come up, one of the things that bothers me is that with the 24-hour news cycles that we have and the constant barrage of information on television sets today, that the news people just go on and on and on talking about stuff that's really not important. So you won't hear me come back on the show until there's something important to talk about. I won't come and talk to you every day just to be on the air every day. I'll only open my mouth when there is something truly important to talk about. And if people are interested in reading alternative histories of what's happened in our war in Iraq, they can go to my website and they can get books directly from my website. It's newdawnbook.com.
That's www.newdawnbook.com. Newdawnbook.com.
That's correct.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. This being your first contribution to syndicatednews.net, we'll go wrap it up and get it up and available.
Well, that's great. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.